It is the Advertising Week Social Club. Thank you so much for your support of the Advertising Week Social Club and your support of Advertising Week 8. Everything is jumping off on Monday. It's going to be great. It's going to be phenomenal. And we have a great session coming up on Wednesday, October 5th, 9:30 a.m. in the Time Center Hall that we're going to be talking about. Very pleased to have the CEO of Target Spot, Eyal Goldwerger, here with us. How are you?
I am absolutely great. I'm very excited about everything that's coming up next week. I think this week is going to be absolutely informative, and we're excited to share some of our insights.
Now, this session, I want to talk about the session first, and then I want to talk about Target Spot, because this session is really cool, because this is something that, this is a topic that just keeps coming up time and time and time again. Now, for the record, I was a radio guy, and I guess I still am a radio guy. It's just in a different platform, but the idea of music discovery. The title of the session is Digital Music Discovery. So talk a little bit about the session and what you believe people are going to be learning from the session.
So, you know, music has always been about discovery, personal discovery of taste, sharing of tastes, and what you're finding with your friends. And consumers used to discover music on their own and share it, you know, via listening parties for albums, mixtapes, burn CDs. This has always been around, and digital media now simply allows all this content to be freely available through internet radio and other distribution channels, and simply emulate a lot of the patterns of behavior that we've seen in the past, but in much more enjoyable and fun manner. So you can share it through social media as opposed to sharing mixtapes. You could discover much quicker the psychological or behavioral needs are there. They've always been there, and we're going to discuss a little bit how the new media of internet radio is allowing people to do that much better today.
All right, so I love mixtapes. Did you make mixtapes when you were growing up?
You know, I'm old enough that I did, yes.
what was your go-to song on the mix, or your go-to artist on the mixtape?
You know, I'm very old-fashioned. My cup of tea is jazz music, so...
Okay.
So I know Sarah Vaughan, all these and goodies.
Okay. All right. Love it. So let's talk about Target Spot. Very dynamic business. Very exciting business. What excites you most about the company?
So, you know, we are sitting in the nexus of a very big revolution. Most media have gone digital a long time ago. TV is streaming through Netflix. Books are going electronic through Kindle. Newspapers have long ago gone online with the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, and other major publications. And the music and radio business have really started to make this seismic shift in the last 2-3 years. And in the midst of all this transition of content going online, there needs to be a major hub that provides revenue so publishers can offer to provide this content to consumers. We're enabling this revolution by aggregating pure play internet radio and traditional radio content and making advertising, iDoor advertising based delivery to continue to offer it free to consumers. And we view our role as pivotal in helping a viable financial model to make this content available.
That's great. Well, I'll tell you what, the session is going to be really dynamic. Again, Wednesday, October 5th, 9 a.m., Time Center Hall, Advertising Week 8, Digital Music Discovery, What Rocks, Who's Listening, and Why, The Power of Individual Choice and Community Input. Hey, I want to thank you very much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next week, my friend.
We're looking forward to that as well. I'm going to have some great participants from SoundCloud, Slacker, MTV, Spin Magazine, and of course I'll be there too, and I look forward to it.
All right, sounds great. Have a wonderful weekend.
Same. You too.